From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Trump administration on Friday announced wide-ranging sanctions against 38 Russian individuals and companies, part of what senior administration officials billed as a response to address Russia's pattern of malign activities around the world. Doug Bernard has more.
The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control. 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Dr. Christine Blanchard, the medical director at the Salisbury District Hospital, gave an update on the treatment of the ex-Russian spy and his daughter, who were poisoned with a rare nerve agent last month. Jill Craig has the details.
Blanchard reiterated that Yulia Skripal's condition had improved to stable, and she continues to get better. She also announced that Sergei Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in a critical condition. Jill Craig, VOA News.
3 people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital. The first explosion occurred at an army checkpoint on the airport road in Mogadishu, injuring 1 soldier. The second car bomb detonated shortly afterward near Benadir Junction. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the 2 explosions. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. China's government says it will counterattack with great strength if President Donald Trump goes ahead with plans to raise U.S. tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods. Ministry of Commerce spokesman Gao Feng called the United States' behavior utterly unreasonable and that Washington seriously misjudged the situation and made a big mistake. Gao said Beijing was fully prepared and will without hesitation counterattack with great strength, but he gave no details. A South Korean court announced the sentence for former President Park Geun-hye. Grace Lee has that story.
Ousted President Park Geun-hye has been found guilty on corruption charges and now faces 24 years in jail.
Every time Park's crimes were revealed one by one, it caused chaos in our state affairs.
Among the charges on Friday were bribery, abuse of power, and coercion. And on top of that, she's been hit with an almost $17 million fine. But prosecutors are pushing around 7 times that amount and a 30-year sentence.
That's reporter Grace Lee. German prosecutors say they have ordered the immediate release of ex-Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont after he posted bail amounting to $92,000. Following the release on bail from the German prison, Puigdemont also called for the immediate release of other Catalan separatist leaders being held in Spain.
I claim for the immediate release for all of my colleagues still in Spanish prisons. It's a shame for Europe to have political prisoners.
Spain is seeking Puigdemont's extradition for rebellion and misuse of public funds and organizing an unauthorized referendum last year on Catalonia's independence from Spain. Singapore Finance Minister Hung Swee Keat said on Friday that members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are confident of their economic growth outlook despite rising global trade tensions.
We sounded a warning about the risk of rising protectionism and, you know, the possibility of trade disputes deteriorating. But at the same time, I think we had very detailed briefings from the IMF, the World Bank, as well as our EMRO, ASEAN Macroeconomic Research Office.
Hung's comments at the end of the meeting of the region's finance ministers and central bank governors come against the backdrop of the tit-for-tat trade disputes between the United States and China. Top U.S., Mexican, and Canadian trade officials are meeting Friday to discuss the prospects for a deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement amid pressure from Washington to strike a deal quickly. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.